Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
States set new virus records.
Things are getting worse. They're not getting better.
Vaccine progress.
This is the light at the end of the tunnel.
President on blacks killed by police.
So are white people. More white people, by the way.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The coronavirus is spreading fast in the U.S. Florida is one of at least three states reporting a new record daily high in infections. CBS's David Begno is in the Sunshine State.
In Miami-Dade, more than 30% of all coronavirus tests came back positive on Tuesday. Miami's mayor says more rollbacks may be necessary.
There is a significant amount of pressure right now for us to shut down.
Out west, it is a similar story in Los Angeles County. Listen to what the LA mayor said.
Red is when everything shuts down again. Everything. I do want to warn people that we're close to that.
The director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, warns that the worst may still be ahead when the pandemic combines with the flu season.
I do think the fall and the winter of 2020 and 2021 are going to be probably one of the most difficult times that we've experienced.
Experts say the U.S. should test 4 million people a day to help control the virus. That's five times more than right now. CBS's Mola Lenghi takes us to a testing facility in Arizona.
We need extraordinary solutions, and we need to be able to do that quickly.
Dr. Brian Koneman is the scientific medical director at Sonora Quest. His lab handles nearly half of all the coronavirus tests in the state of Arizona.
We are working on being able to increase up to 30 to 50,000 tests per day.
After a brief dip on Monday, case numbers shot up in Arizona on Tuesday with an additional 4,273 new cases reported and 92 deaths. As demand for tests has surged in recent weeks, so have the wait times to get results. The average wait time for a non-priority patient is now 7 days, a figure Dr. Koneman admits is a problem.
Eventually, we're going to get down to within a 48-hour turnaround time.
Investors around the globe embracing the news from the drug maker Moderna. An experimental vaccine developed by the company and the National Institutes of Health was safe in all 45 volunteers tested, and it worked to trigger antibody production. CBS's Dr. David Agus says a final stage of human trials will begin later on this month.
Half get vaccine and half get placebo. And the hope is that the immune responses that we're seeing will actually prevent people from being sick from the virus.
Correspondent Steve Futterman tells us there's a new path for key data on the coronavirus.
The administration is telling hospitals across the nation to bypass the CDC and instead send the information directly to the Department of Health and Human Services. Officials claim this is simply a way to streamline the process, but critics of the administration say they are concerned that this could make it possible to hide information the White House does not want released.
In an about-face, the Trump administration has dropped plans to expel tens of thousands of foreign students at colleges that have moved classes to online only. CBS's Vicky Barker.
NYU graduate student Divya Jethwani got the good news during a meeting. She can stay.
I was the most overjoyed person.
This is such a huge victory.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, among the many state attorneys general and universities who challenged the new guidelines.
In this country, we have a president in Washington, D.C., but we've got a lot of others of us in government, too.
The administration's loss, the economy's gain. Foreign students bring in some $44 billion a year.
In a CBS News interview, President Trump criticized the decision by the L.A. and San Diego school districts to not reopen school buildings in the fall.
Children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing.
He spoke with correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Research indicates black people are three times more likely to be killed by police than whites. We're hearing from Mary Trump, the president's niece, who's written a tell-all book the White House has criticized. She was on ABC's Good Morning America.
He's utterly incapable of leading this country, and it's dangerous to allow him to do so.
Based on what you see now or what you saw then?
Based on what I've seen my entire adult life.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably and getting IV antibiotics in a hospital for the treatment of a possible infection. She underwent a procedure to clean out a bile duct stent that was put in last summer. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is out with a $2 trillion plan to overhaul this country's energy industry with a goal of ending all climate-damaging emissions by the year 2035.
When Donald Trump thinks about renewable energy, he sees windmills somehow causing cancer. When I think about these windmills, I see American manufacturing, American workers racing to dominate the global market.
President Trump goes to Atlanta today to announce a new federal rule to speed up environmental reviews for major infrastructure projects. A political comeback did not work out for Jeff Sessions. The former Trump attorney general lost a Republican primary in Alabama for the U.S. Senate seat he held for 20 years. Sessions angered Mr. Trump when he recused himself in the Russia investigation.
On recusal, I followed the law. I did the right thing, and I saved the president's bacon in the process.
Sessions lost to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville, who had the backing of the president.
It's our moment to reclaim Alabama's Senate seat from Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi.
He'll take on incumbent Democrat Doug Jones in November. 3 weeks before a primary election in Kansas, Republican Congressman Steve Watkins has been charged with three felonies, including illegal voting. Watkins, who listed a UPS postal box as his residence, called the charges hyper-political. The DA who filed them is also a Republican. Today's the deadline to file tax forms. The date was moved from the traditional April 15th back in the spring when the pandemic hit. The IRS says it's already received 142 million of the 150 million returns it was expecting. It didn't take long to announce a new host for TV's Dancing with the Stars.
You want to be on top?
Tyra Banks is switching from modeling to dancing. America's Next Top Model host and executive VP will have the same duties on Dancing with the Stars. She's taking the reins from Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews. They got the hook this week. ABC says a socially distanced season 29 will debut this fall. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oscar-winning actress Viola Davis is the face of the new issue of Vanity Fair magazine. It's the first time the work of a black photographer has been used on the cover. Davis, in an interview with the magazine, says Vanity Fair has had a problem in the past putting black women on the covers. The editor-in-chief says she plans to change that. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 15th of July. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.